So good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to session number three of Making the Most of Your BrailleSense 6 from Sight and Sound Technology. My name is Stuart Lawler, and delighted to be back again with my colleague, Sharon Lyons from Sight and Sound Technology in Dublin.
Hello.
And Sharon, welcome back. Great to have you back. Sharon's going to be helping today by watching the raised hands and chat, and speaking of which, if you'd like to raise your hand, you can do so on Zoom by pressing Alt and Y, or if you're with us on a mobile device, you can activate the raise hand button. And you can type in the chat window by pressing Alt and H, or activate the chat button if you're on a mobile device. Today, we're looking at the Play Store on the BrailleSense 6. We're going to talk a little bit about installing, searching for apps, and installing apps. And then we're going to talk a little bit about just some apps that I have installed, and just have a bit of a play around with a couple of apps and see what it's like. I suppose the big health warning at the start of this session is to say that mileage will vary and no two users are going to use the very same stuff. And just like you would with your mobile phone, there's a bit of trial and error. You may well install an app that nothing happens at all. And you may very quickly uninstall it. And in fact, I will show you as well how to uninstall apps from the BrailleSense 6. The functionality for using the BrailleSense 6 in the, I guess when you're outside of the BrailleSense 6 user interface is slightly different. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And of course, the thing you need most importantly for this session is a Google account. So you have to have a Gmail username and password. And once you open the Play Store for the first time, if you haven't configured this already in the BrailleSense settings, in the account settings, you'll be asked to sign in to the Play Store. As we said yesterday, it's a good idea to configure your Google account in the BrailleSense settings first thing. And then you're kind of set up, as we saw for Google Drive yesterday, and you'll also be set up for the Play Store. So I'm going to share my screen as I did yesterday and share the sound of my BrailleSense 6. And we'll get started and have a look at some apps. So let's do the screen share. Bear with me just a moment. And here we go. We are now sharing the screen, and hopefully you're hearing the BrailleSense 6.
File manager, F.
Yep, that's great, Stuart.
Thank you, Sharon, and hopefully it sounds okay for everybody. So I'm at the file manager. The Play Store is in the main menu, so you can scroll down to it if you wish, or you can press the letter P. I've already configured my Google account on my BrailleSense 6 in the accounts menu within settings. So once I go into the Play Store, it will already know that that I have a Google account and that I'm signed in. So let's press P to go to the Play Store.
File play button for you. Press Enter to activate.
We're now in the Play Store and we are in an Android application. So this is important. We've moved out of the BrailleSense user interface. We're in an Android application. So there are a few keystrokes. Or key commands, let's say, that you will want to be aware of. And the probably the most important ones are tab and shift tab. You'll find yourself doing a lot of tabbing around the screen when you are in an Android place. And you do that by pressing space with dot 4 and 5 to tab forward, and space with dot 1 and 2 to tab back, or function key F3 on its own to tab forward, and space with function key 3 to tab back, whichever you prefer. But you can also do first letter navigation within an Android screen, which is very useful. So if you have an application with a menu, or if there's a button maybe, you can navigate to that button by pressing its first letter. And first letter nav works pretty well on the BrailleSense 6. Sometimes you will get a little bit of inconsistency, and we are feeding those things back to HIMSS, and they are creating fixes pretty quickly. So if you encounter any challenges in that regard, please do let us know. I'm in the Play Store now, and I am on the kind of the main screen, and on my Braille display, it actually says, there's an option that says for you, and it says press enter to activate. And you'll hear this a lot, press enter to activate. And I think somebody asked a question yesterday about how to create a double tap, or how to simulate the gesture if you wanted to double tap something rather than single tap. So we'll come across that maybe a little bit later on as well. I want to go to search for apps and games. And there's an option that says search for apps and games. I could get to it by tabbing along, and I would get there eventually. But I can also press the letter S, so I'll do that now.
Button stay entertained and inform TV, music, news and more, press enter.
So that's my stay entertained and don't want that one. I'll press S again.
Button search for apps, games, press enter to activate.
That's the one I want, search for apps and games, press enter to activate. So I'll press enter here. And I have my little edit box with my cursor at the start of the line. And I'm going to search for and download, hopefully, the Netflix app, because I want to see what's on Netflix at the moment and what I might like to watch on my Braille Sense 6. So let's type in Netflix and let's press enter.
Button navigate up, press enter to activate.
Now I am going to use my tab key. So I tend to do the space with dot 4 and 5 to navigate forward.
Button search Google Play, press enter to activate. Button voice search, press enter. Button navigate up, press enter to. Button Netflix, press enter to activate.
Okay.
Button search Google Play, press enter to. Button voice, button navigate up, button Netflix, press enter to activate. Netflix.
It seems to be working
button
away.
Button clear search, press enter to activate.
It's thinking, is it?
Yeah, it's thinking, I think. You're too quick for it.
Let's try a look now that we have some.
Maybe try again.
The App Store. Okay.
Edit box, button clear search, press enter. Let's edit box, button search. Clear search, press enter to activate. And, button navigate up, press enter to edit box, search for apps, games.
Right. Netflix. And we'll press enter.
Button navigate up, press enter to activate.
And I'll tap.
Net button voice search, press button navigate up, press enter to button Netflix, press enter to activate.
Okay, so we're not getting
button voice search, Netflix. Press enter to activate.
Let me just close the App Store and I'll open it again. Not
that
sure
seems to have got stuck a bit there, Stuart.
May not want to connect to the App Store. So let me just close this.
Play Store, P.
And I keep saying the App Store. Sorry, I'm very Appleist.
Button for you, press enter to activate.
The App Store again. And we'll press S for search.
Button stay entertained. Button search for apps, games, press enter to activate.
Press enter. We have our cursor and we'll type Netflix and we'll press enter.
Button navigate up, press enter to activate. Button search
forward.
Google Play, button voice search, press enter. Button navigate up, press enter to button Netflix, press button navigate up, press
okay.
enter to activate.
Could just be our luck, folks, the Play Store is not working at the moment.
For you, button for you, press enter to
we'll
activate.
Come back to it. We'll come back to the Play Store in a few minutes, and in the worst case, I'll talk you through what would happen. Let me show you how you uninstall, or not even uninstall, but how you see what apps are on your device. There's two ways of doing it.
Play Store, P.
So I'm going to go back to my main menu to File Manager.
File Manager,
so everybody
F.
Everybody knows where we are. It's a good point of focus, I think. You can view the apps on your device by pressing the letter A to go into the All Apps menu.
Amazon Kindle.
There's the Amazon Kindle. I'm going to say something in a minute about Amazon Kindle app because we had some queries about this and I had queries and we've been in touch with Hims about this in the last day or two, but I'll come back to that in a sec. So my apps are listed now alphabetically, starting with A.
Apple Music, Aquamail, Assistant.
So these are all the apps I have installed. At the very end of this menu, if we do a space 456.
App Manager.
There's the App Manager. So let's go in here and see what we can do.
Downloaded apps. Amazon Kindle. Version 8.1.0.140.149. List item.
So this lists all the apps that I have downloaded or installed. It also lists some of the stock Android apps that come on the device. So for example, you know, Google Drive or Google Sheets, the camera app, you could uninstall any of these if you wanted. So here's Amazon Kindle, which is the first app I have installed. I actually want to uninstall the Aquamail app. So let's go down to Aquamail.
Apple Music, Aquamail, version 1.30.1.1828.349 list item.
So I'm on Aquamail. I'm going to hit the tab key once.
Uninstall button.
And I'm going to press enter.
Do you want to uninstall this app? Yes prompt button.
And yes is already highlighted, so I'm just going to press enter on this.
Uninstall button.
And if I shift and tab back.
Downloaded apps, assistant, version 0.1, Apple Music, version 3.6.
It's now gone because Aquamail was after Apple Music and now it's gone to assistant. So that's an easy way to just quickly browse through your apps. You can use first letter navigation here as well. So let's go for example, G.
Gallery, version 1.1.4.0.
You could uninstall, that's one of the stock Google apps.
Gmail, version 2, Google, version 1, Google News, version 5.3.6.
So you can uninstall any of these if you want. So that's the app manager found within the all apps section of BrailleSense. This doesn't let you uninstall any of the BrailleSense apps, but it will let you manage the Android applications. So let me do a space and Z here to close this.
App manager.
And let me get back to the main menu by pressing F1.
File manager, F.
So just in case we don't get to do this, the process for installing apps is very straightforward. You search for the app, you type in the app name, you search for the app. And once the app comes up and you enter on the app, there will be an install button. That's assuming, of course, the app is free. If not, there'll be a buy button or a purchase button. And in that instance, then you will either be prompted to set up a payment method if you haven't done so already, or if you have done so, it will charge your primary payment method. The good thing about the Play Store, of course, is that it uses PayPal. You can use PayPal as an option. So there's a couple of different options that you can use on Play Store. There are also apps that have in-app purchases available. Like Netflix, for example, is one of them. So on Google Apps, for example, you can sign up to services and pay via the app, which of course iOS does not let you do. So it's slightly different experience, but essentially you download the app and it will then appear in the All Apps section in alphabetical order. So if you wanted to go to Netflix, for example, you'd go into the All Apps and you'd go to Netflix. So let me just, I'm going to see if we can get the Play Store to come back again. If not, we'll just have a look at some of the apps that I have installed, but I'm hoping we do actually get to install an app or two.
File place button for you, press enter to activate.
So back in the Play Store, so let's go to search.
Button stay entertained and in button search for apps games, press enter to activate.
Again, I pressed S with my first letter navigation in the on the Android system. I'll press enter here. I have my cursor. You don't always get, by the way, it's worth saying, you don't always get an audible prompt for that search. So it's a good idea to check your Braille display to make sure you have a cursor. What you will find in a lot of apps where you need to type information, there's something very similar to forms mode. You have to enter into the form field or into the edit box in order for the cursor to appear and for you to start typing. So it's just worth knowing that and knowing that if you don't see the cursor, just try to tap into the edit field again by pressing the enter key and you will see your cursor. So let's try this again. Typing in Netflix and I'm pressing enter.
Button navigate up, press enter to activate.
And I'm going to tab forward.
Button search Google, button voice search, button navigate up, button Netflix, press enter to activate.
Stuart,
button search
got,
Google Play, press enter to activate.
Still thinking.
Netflix was on the main page if it's just not working today in okay. the search. It was on your main Google Play
Store. Okay, let's see, can we do it
Play
there
Store
then.
Page, yeah.
Just like to, button Netflix button navigate up okay, press so enter to activate then. For you button for so you press enter to activate
by pressing N. Sharon has very helpfully told us that of course we could tab and we might eventually find it, but let's see if N will do it for us.
Button for you press enter to activate button for you press en- but button children press enter to activate.
It's making button me out children to be a liar. Press enter
button stay entered button Maurice button app button app button app Amazon Prime Videos button app Disney star rating, button app, button more results for stay entertained okay. and informed out of, button stay entertained and informed, button app, Disney star rating, 4.3, in list six items.
It's just after Disney actually.
Button
but,
app, Netflix oh, star go. Rating, 4.3, like, details
ideal,
for
but...
app, Netflix.
Okay, that's great.
Button search Google Play press enter, button more options press enter, listing up purchases. Button image of app or game icon so for Netflix, press enter to activate.
Now it's where I hoped it would have brought us if we had searched for it. Do not know why it didn't, by the way. So it's one of those Google oddities, I think. But there should be an install button here for Netflix. So we'll press I and see if install works.
Button install, press enter to activate.
Brilliant. And thank you, Sharon. So we'll press enter here to install Netflix. It did say
button navigate up, press enter to activate,
which is correct because if you were to open the Netflix app and you didn't have a Netflix subscription, you would be prompted to sign up via the app.
Button more option download in progress.
So all I'm doing now is I'm tabbing through to see how it's going. I'm told it's download is in progress, so I know it's still downloading and then it will install. So I just need to wait for this to happen. And once this has happened, I'll be able to go back to the main menu and hopefully we'll find Netflix. I'm going to shift and tab for a sec.
Button more options press.
And I'm going to tab.
Download in progress.
And I'm still told the download is in progress. I have a horrible feeling the Play Store is having problems because this should not take this long to download Netflix, but we will check again.
Button more options press enter to activate. Download in progress.
Yes, I think the Play Store may be temporarily having issues.
Misbehaving, Stuart.
Misbehaving, unfortunately. Okay,
button more options, press enter to activate.
Try once more.
Download in progress.
Okay, yeah, Netflix is not going to install, it looks like. So I'm going to close the Play Store. I think, though, the people on this session and all of you are, I think, have set up your BrailleSense 6 at this stage. I suspect most of you have dabbled in the Play Store already, and I suspect you have a good sense of how to install apps. So I think people are probably happy enough with that. So let's close out of that for a sec.
Stuart, can I
Play
just
Store.
Ask?
P.
Yeah.
Would it give you like a percentage download when it's doing that? Because
no,
it was saying pending there, but it wasn't reading it out.
Yeah, it might have if I had tabbed further. But you see, it's usually so quick. It'll say downloading and then it'll say installing. And this thing would usually happen in a matter of seconds. And what is really frustrating is that I did this morning. I installed Netflix, signed in, and then uninstalled it. So I said, that's great. Now we'll do that this afternoon. And hey, guess what? It doesn't work. So
we believe you, Stuart.
I can guarantee you Netflix does work. And the interesting thing about this is Netflix was more problematic on the Polaris. So when you went in to play something, the transport controls for things like play and pause and stop were very difficult to access on the Polaris, and the controls for things like subtitling were very difficult. So this is much easier to do on BrailleSense 6, but unfortunately we just haven't been able to do that. So let's just have a look at a couple of apps that I do have here and see what's available. Some people have asked about using the stock Gmail app for email. I would say it is usable just about, but it's not an efficient way to manage email. So you can use the stock Gmail app if you choose for your Gmail, if you don't want to use the BrailleSense email app that we looked at on Monday. Aquamail is another one that's very popular. Lots of people are using Aquamail. There's a couple of different versions of it. So there's a free version, or there is a paid version. And I think the paid version allows you to manage multiple accounts and has some additional spam detection stuff. So you may choose to use the paid version if you were going to use it as your primary email client on the Braille Sense 6. I have Spotify on my device. So let's have a quick look at Spotify.
Amazon Kindle.
Oh, yes, sorry. I did say I'd mention Amazon Kindle because this is kind of important. So we've had a couple of people reporting issues with the Amazon Kindle app. I used to use Kindle on my Polaris, but I hadn't put it on the Braille Sense 6 yet until Monday. I did put it on the Braille Sense 6 and I reproduced the issue that other people had contacted us about. And it's a pretty fundamental one, that you couldn't turn pages. So you could essentially read the first page of a book, but you weren't able to go further. We contacted Hims about this. They reproduced the same problem and weren't able to fix it either. So it's now on their priority list to be looked at. So if anyone's having an issue with the Amazon Kindle app, you're not alone. And it has been flagged and hopefully will be fixed. But I thought it was kind of an important one to mention. Let's press the letter S.
Settings.
So this is the settings app, which of course is also in the main menu under Android system settings, but you can get to it here either.
Sure Plus Modiv Audio.
This is an app I have for managing a microphone I have called the Sure Plus, and the app is called Modiv Audio.
Spotify.
And here's Spotify. So I'm going to press enter on Spotify.
List Spotify. Home button shortcut romantic ballads row 1 column 1 and grid 2 rows 3 columns. Press enter to activate.
So that's clearly what I was listening to last on Spotify. So basically now I can tab around this screen, and I find in apps like Spotify, which frequently will update based on what you've been listening to or what they think you'd like to listen to. So what a lot of these apps try to do is they're using AI to predict, oh, you know, Stuart listened to, I don't know, listened to the Beach Boys last week. He might like to hear something similar in that genre. So they try to predict this, and this stuff updates dynamically. So it's often changing quite a lot. So if we press tab.
Button shortcut Nikki Keeley column 2 button shortcut superstar remaster 2021 column 3 press enter to button shortcut mixed row 2 column 1 press enter to activate button shortcut Curry and Van Einkel new content column 2 press enter to
so
activate.
This Spotify picks up not only music I listen to but podcasts I would have listened to as well, because they all come under the same account. So if I wanted to go back, say, to
Good Morning Out of Grid. Button shortcut romantic ballads row 1 column 1 and grid 2 rows 3 columns press enter to activate.
And this
button home tab 1 of 3 press enter to activate.
This is going to open the playlist that I have listened to in the past called romantic ballads. So now I can tab forward here.
Button your library tab 3 when we collide press Matt Cardle press enter to seek control use volume button disable like button previous press enter button play press enter to button next press enter to activate.
Transport controls, which will always appear on the screen once you're in a playlist. So if you start playing something, these transport controls will appear as well, and you can use shortcut keys to navigate to them. So in the case of anything that plays audio, something like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music, whatever you're using, you're probably going to switch off the voice at some point and just use Braille. But you can easily get to these buttons by pressing P for play and play pause, N for next, and F for F.
Button devices available. Press enter to app 3H 14 minute button for the real romantics out there. Press enter button Spotify. Press enter to act button. Stop liking this playlist. Press enter button download. Press enter to active button. More options for
so
playlist
I'm
romantic.
Just scrolling through the options of the playlist. So I gave a little description of the playlist. There's a button that I could stop liking it. And there's a button that I can download the entire playlist to my device if I wanted to listen offline.
Button back, press enter to activate. Button shuffle, play playlist. Button Everglow, cold play row 1 and grid 50 rows.
I can shuffle
six
the
columns,
playlist if
press
I want
enter
to
now activate.
I'm at the first song, which is a song by Coldplay called Everglow. And if I press enter here, it's going to start playing the song. Please least it should start playing the song.
Button more options for song of button Everglow Coldplay, press enter to activate. Button more options for song flashlight from pitch button more options for song Everglow row one press button Everglow Coldplay, press enter to activate.
So normally this would play.
Stuart, I think there's something that says no internet connection available at the bottom. I don't know why. Because then it wouldn't be casting, would it?
Precisely. Yeah.
Say nothing.
No idea why that is. It might make some sense though, although it logged us into Spotify, so I'm not actually sure.
And do you have a Spotify account, Stuart?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have to have a
Spotify account too, and you log in. In fact, once you're logged in on one device, so when I did this on my Braille Sense 6, I was already logged in on my phone and it gave me a code. So I didn't have to put in my username and password, which was very handy. Okay, not sure why that's not letting us connect to that. But I think the key thing to mention from all this is the navigation commands that you're tabbing and shift tabbing a lot. You're using first letter navigation if you want to jump to particular areas of the screen. And you're using the, let's call it the forms mode style way of using forms. If you come to an edit box or a form field, you can tab into that form field and enter text by entering, first of all, and making sure you have your cursor and typing text at that point. I suppose the other thing with Android is that there will be apps that have unlabeled buttons, and there is some work. It hasn't been released yet, by the way, but there is some work being done on creating some button labeling tools within the mobile screen reader used on Braille Sense 6. So that will help where there are apps that might be a little more challenging, that you'll be able to label the buttons yourselves. And the other thing I'd probably say about the App Store is app updates. So you can check within, or rather in the Play Store, you can check within the Play Store if your apps are up to date. And you can also, normally they will update automatically, but you can go into your app library. There's an option that says My Apps and Games. And if you go in there, you go to Library and you go to Updates. And if there are any updates pending, you can install them. But if your device has been on long enough, they'll all be automatically updated anyway. So it's a good place to go and check. If there's something that you're looking for an update, you'll usually get it there. Now, it's probably a good time, Sharon, to see if there are any questions or if anybody wants to ask anything. I mean, what would be very interesting to hear, anyone who has had particular success with a particular app. Did your favorite app work on the Braille Sense 6 or the Polaris, if you've had a Polaris before this? Is there anything you particularly recommend that might be of use to other people who are attending this session? We'd love to hear that as well.
It's all quiet, Stuart, at the moment.
You can raise your hand with Alt and Y, or you can type in the chat with Alt and H.
Kevin Mulhern has a question here.
Kevin was here yesterday. Hi, Kevin.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't unmute.
That's great.
I always ask the most basic questions in the world. But you know the second switch along on the left, from the left-hand side, which says media mode, whatnot road, apps mode. We've never actually addressed that in 3 days. And I'm wondering if it's something that's not really meant to be there. Does it matter what position that's in?
Okay, so it's a great, there's no such thing as a stupid question, by the way, basic question. So please, no, it's a good point. I didn't address it because it's not necessarily new, but it's well worth addressing. So there are three, as you said, there's three positions the switch can be in. Mine is
media mode.
Mine is on media
button. Everglow Coldplay row one, press enter to activate.
Right hand key. The media mode is used for the media player. So you know the flat buttons then afterwards, Kevin, where you have rewind, stop, record, which is the one with the dot, play and fast forward. That's used in the media player if you're listening to music or if you're creating a recording. The middle mode,
Daisy mode,
is
button Virgo Coldplay row one, reading, press enter to activate.
If you're reading a Daisy book in the Daisy player, you can use those keys to navigate you through the book. And the last one is app mode.
App mode.
And
button Virgo Coldplay row one, press enter to activate.
So with app mode, you can use these keys to move around the screen instead of using the tab key to go forward and back, for example. I don't tend to use those, but you can also, and I don't know if this works in Spotify, I haven't done it, but you can, in app mode, for example, hold down the play button to play something or hold down the next button or the fast forward button to move to the next track. We did test this before and it worked in Netflix and I think in Apple Music, but I have not done it in Spotify. So that's what they're used for. And as you say, there's a three position switch. And maybe while we're talking about switches, we should mention the other three position switch that's here in case anyone is unsure. And this is to lock the keyboard. So the keyboard can be unlocked when the switch is completely to the right or when the switch is in the middle.
Top panel locked.
The top panel can
be locked. Virgo Coldplay row one, press enter to activate.
So this means you can read, for example, read Braille, and if you inadvertently hit off the keyboard keys, it's not going to make a difference. And then you can also flick it right to the left.
All keys locked.
And that will lock the entire keyboard.
Virgo Coldplay row one, press enter to activate.
If you were moving around with the device and you had it turned on, sometimes people use this a lot in schools to lock their Braille Sense 6 when they're moving between classes. So that's a great question. And thanks for bringing that up, Kevin.
Just one other thing, just to say, I don't know whether there's a difference between where we are, but I was online the whole time and I did get into Netflix following, you know, we had an account. So I just entered the details when it sort of asked me to. So the it did work following Good. What you were saying earlier.
I'm glad. It's obviously something local to me.
Believe me, that is the best thing about these sessions, to know it's not just me.
Oh no, we have these regularly. I think I'm glad that worked for you because Netflix, when I did it this morning, it also picked up my login from my Google account because I save all my passwords on Google.
Yeah.
So I didn't even have to log into Netflix. It was and I was very glad I didn't because again, I use one of these long passwords. So.
I did Audible yesterday and that worked as well.
Yeah, Audible works very nicely on the Braille Sense device as well.
Thanks
for that, Kevin. Appreciate the question.
Thanks, Kevin. We also have Susie. Susie.
Okay.
I've lowered your hand.
Oh, yeah, Susie's been at our sessions before.
Hello.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, how are you all?
Good to hear you. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. I am so sorry. Obviously, I couldn't be here on Monday and Tuesday because I was at work.
Yeah.
But Stuart, I am still struggling with the old question. And I know you just a few minutes ago addressed the issue of Kindle. The situation, my problem is, you know, when I try to download the Kindle app, obviously, it didn't work, you know, even because my hope was that I could download it from Amazon directly, but it didn't. So should it be working?
Susie, thank you for raising this. You're still on a Polaris, if I'm not mistaken, aren't you?
No, I am actually.
You're on a 6.
Braille Sense 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I should have, the other thing about the Kindle is you can't download the Kindle app from the Play Store because the Play Store sees the Braille Sense 6 as something to get a screen. So it doesn't let you do that. Yeah. I have a direct link to the Kindle app that we've been sending out to people. So I'll send that to you if you send me an email.
I would appreciate because you were going to do one or two things for me last year, but I never heard, you know.
Yeah, just get back in touch with us, Susie. If you don't hear, always get back in touch.
Okay.
So we'll have a look. But I will say to you, as I said earlier, Kindle is not currently working on the Braille 6, so you won't. Okay. Once that's fixed, they will release an update for that. But I'll send you, in any case, I'll send you the link where you can download the Kindle app.
That would be brilliant. So what I have to do to basically send you my email.
Yeah, just send me an email to say you want the Kindle app and we'll send you a link to download that.
I know that is because maybe I missed partly because I wasn't obviously available. But, you know, when the Braille Sense 6 came, I mean, it was a lot of advertising about it. And I wonder, if in a few sentences, can you tell me what is so brilliant about this one that it wasn't in other versions?
So Android 10 is probably the most obvious or the most notable. You've jumped 5 versions of Android ahead.
Yeah.
So and the Android version will be is going to get an upgrade probably next year. So you'll go on to Android 11. And I suppose the biggest thing I've found outside of the fact that it's on Android 10 and that it's faster, I've found that many more apps I've searched for on the Play Store can be installed. Whereas on Polaris, I was finding more and more apps were saying this is not compatible with your device. And I was trying to have to search for older apps. So you're just in a better place with Android version 10. You've got a significantly faster processor. You've doubled the memory and doubled the storage.
Yeah.
And you have some additional USB ports to connect other things. So, for example, you can connect external cameras, external headsets.
Okay.
That you wouldn't have had the flexibility to put on the Polaris.
Okay. Lastly, you know, these, because I missed Monday and Tuesday, and I might miss, actually, I think I will be missing tomorrow. Is the recording available?
Yes. So at the end of the week, all the recordings will be made available on the Sight and Sound YouTube channel and also on the Sight and Sound podcast page. And anyone who's registered for this session, regardless what sessions you were able to attend or were not able to attend, you'll get an email at the end of the week with a link to that.
That's wonderful. Thanks very much.
All right, Susie, good to talk to you.
Thank you. And you too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Susie.
Bye, Sharon.
Bye. So, Stuart, is Bookshare one of the apps that is now available that wasn't before?
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. Bookshare is available, and we're going to look at Bookshare tomorrow.
Great.
Yeah, so there's a Bookshare app you could have used on the Polaris. There was other
synchronizing
apps,
data with storage service.
Sorry, for accessing Bookshare.
Unlocked.
Just going to close button this.
Virgo,
yes, there were other apps for using Bookshare, but Bookshare is available now on the Polaris, or on the Braille Sense 6, rather, as a built-in app, which is really good. So we'll be having a look at that tomorrow. The other thing about just browsers I will mention for a sec in relation to Android, I have used Google Chrome and I have used Microsoft Edge on the Braille Sense 6, both of which work really well. I was talking to somebody else who said they think Edge works even a little bit better than Chrome, but I probably didn't use them for that long to really make to form a view on that. But you can use Edge or Chrome. So where the traditional HIMSS browser may not be able to access content on some pages, you might have more luck with Chrome or Edge. So just for anyone who might want to use that, they are also available. So apologies for our technical difficulties, but I hope people did get a sense of what to do. And I'm really glad that that it has been working. I know some people were following along and it seemed to work. So I think that's great to know. If there's any other questions at this point, you can raise your hand or you can type in the chat if you'd like to ask anything else. Otherwise, please join us tomorrow for the last session where I'll be looking at the Bookshare app, and we'll be looking at language profiles, and we'll have a chance as well just to answer any other questions about Braille Sense 6 that we may have missed. over the week. So if there are any general questions that people have, you're welcome to come along tomorrow as well.
I think that's all the questions, Stuart. There's no more Brilliant. Hands raised.
Okay.
And the chat is very quiet today. Chat is
very quiet. That's good. I think people are relatively, hope people are relatively happy. Thank you, Sharon, for your help. Sharon won't be with us tomorrow. Fionnuala will be back. So thanks, Sharon, for coming
no
along
problem.
For the last 2 days. And we look forward to seeing those of you who can attend tomorrow. As I said a few moments ago, these sessions will be made available for everybody at the end of the week.
Kevin's just raised his hand there.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. And it was Kevin who was following along, wasn't it? And it did work for him. So that was good. Good to hear.
No, two very quick bits. One is, is there a simple stroke to reset? That's just because I got in a muddle yesterday after I left. It took me a while to reset. And secondly, we can't end without the joke.
Oh yeah, absolutely great. Well, there you go.
I
right,
get away with
hold,
it
hold the joke for one sec. Great, thank you, Kevin. Is there a simple? So there is what we call the warm reset, which I suggest people use, and that is holding down F2 and F3 and pressing all six dots, and you'll get a message saying system will reboot, and your machine will it should take no more than maybe 30 yeah. seconds max. It'll come back
Perfect.
On.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sharon, we can't end without the joke.
Has anybody else got any questions now?
No, it's all down to the joke now, Sharon.
Okay, here we go. Why was beef stew not used as a password? Why was beef stew not
beef
used as a password?
Stew. Why was beef stew?
Beef stew. Because
it was not strong enough.
Okay, on that note,
sorry.
Ben, on that note.
It's all right, I'm going now. You've got Fionnuala tomorrow.
You're in the soup.
You're in the soup. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon, for the joke. Thank you, everybody,
no
for your attendance. And we look forward to seeing some of you or all of you perhaps tomorrow for the last day of our Braille Sense sessions. So thanks, everybody.